WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There's another phone scam victim in the Twin Cities.
College Station police received a report from someone who received a call with the caller ID showing 911. The victim bought $2,000 of gift cards and gave the caller the gift card information over the phone. That's after the caller claimed to be with the FBI and threatened the victim with arrest if they did not pay taxes. There's also another identity theft case involving a traffic ticket. Victim told College Station police an unknown person used in the victim's identifying information when the suspect was issued a traffic citation. And last weekend generated 18 cases of criminal mischief. 7 of 11 reports to College Station involved shattered windows to cars and SUVs. No property was taken from any of the vehicles that were parked at random locations. In Bryan, police received 7 reports of someone shooting paintballs at homes and vehicles on Garden Lane, Esther Boulevard, and Parker Avenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the fourth time, the Texas Senate is being asked to pass a bill to ban texting while driving. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says safety goals can be accomplished by enforcing current laws.
I'm an orthopedic surgeon. I put together many, many individuals that have tragic accidents, distracted driving, drunk driving, reckless driving, texting while driving. And so I think I know more than most effects, and certainly there's heart-wrenching stories and individuals that testified. But the bottom line is we have on the books laws against distracted driving and reckless driving.
State Representatives John Rainey of Bryan and Kyle Cassell of College Station were part of yesterday's 113-23 majority vote, sending HB 62 to the Senate. Opponents to state legislation tightening property tax increase limits on only cities and counties plan to return to Austin. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney said when he testified before the Senate Finance Committee at 9:45 p.m., they were still 100 people behind him. That's after Mooney arrived at 6:30 in the morning to go to the front of the line.
The senators who author the bill, Senate Bill 2, stacked the deck in the morning with just those who supported their side. Unfortunately, some of the testimony was, I'll just say, very staged.
Mooney said supporters are not bringing up property tax increases passed by school districts.
And that's because the state has yet to find a good solution to satisfying the needs of our schools.
Mooney says he will tell the full Senate and the House that SB 2, among other things, hurts public safety and the city's bond rating. Proposed legislation in Washington regarding companies that provide your internet service does not include allowing them to sell your browsing history.
We're not saying anything about giving anybody the right to sell browsing history or anything of that nature whatsoever.
Congressman Bill Flores, answering a WTAW listener's question on the Infomaniacs, says House Joint Resolution 86 returns regulatory authority established by President Obama's chairman of the Federal Communications Commission back to the Federal Trade Commission.
One of the things he did on the way out the door is to try to change the privacy regulations regarding the internet. The problem is that regulatory power resides within the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC.
Flores says the left-leaning press has been trying to pitch the joint resolution as something that it is not. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking the weather for you. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising as well. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressures east of the area. Cloudiness is returning to the region, as is warm, moist air. We'll be turning mostly cloudy and breezy for today. May even see a couple of showers. Temperatures today, they're going to have the tendency to be around 70 this afternoon. Clouds breezy tonight, 60 to 65. For tomorrow, lots of clouds breezy. There could be an isolated shower. Highs close to 80 tomorrow. It's partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or two on Saturday. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M men's track and field coach Pat Henry has been named National Coach of the Year after the team's national championship win. Meanwhile, round one of the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins today, and we'll take a look at some of the matchups. And in the NBA, the Rockets handed the Lakers their 11th loss in 12 games. The Mavs earned a victory over the Wizards last night, but the Spurs fell to Portland at home. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are, 7-12. Okay, next half hour, just letting you know, things that you may be doing are killing fish.
Oh, of course.
Things that your friends may be doing, polluting the ocean.
And fish are friends.
That's right. In a whole new way that you never even thought about. You're doing great harm to the ocean, so feel badly about yourself. Feel badly about yourself right now, and we'll tell you more about it. We've got another study on the 5-second rule. You know, the old deal that if you drop the food on the ground, then you've got 5 seconds to pick it up before it gets all germy. Now, a germ expert at Aston University in Birmingham, England, says the 5-second rule is pretty much right. Well, that's in England.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what it looks like over there on the ground. Maybe they don't clean up like we do over here.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors involved, like how dirty the ground is that you're dropping it on, whether or not what you're dropping is, like, wet, you know? That picks up probably more stuff. And also, I actually saw a funny cartoon about this particular thing where it showed a piece of food on the ground, and then it was kind of a microscopic view of the cartoon germs.
All right.
And the lead germ was standing in front of the rest of them saying, "Wait, we must wait 5 seconds."
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Saith the rule.
So anyway, this guy claims that there is little to be concerned about if the food is only on the ground or floor momentarily.
Well, now, what is momentarily?
So, I mean, if this guy is a scientist, I think we have to be a little more exact than
we
momentarily.
Need some time measurements, buddy.
He says eating food that has spent a few moments on the floor can never be entirely risk-free. All right, yeah. See, in 2010, we had the no 5-second rule. That year, scientists at Clemson, which is a lot closer to us than some guy in Birmingham, England, found that bacteria was transferred from tabletops and floors to food within 5 seconds. Then we had the study in 2012 at San Diego State, where researchers also disproved the 5-second rule. It determined bacteria can attach itself to food in less than 5 seconds. But again, as you say, like, I got a piece of toast here. I could probably throw it on the floor here and it'd be safe for a while.
It all depends on where you are.
Yep. Yes.
So
it completely depends on the atmosphere.
But, you know, even the Mythbusters said that 5-second rule was not true, and they're on TV.
Now, guys, so I appreciate what you've said, but you're leaving out a very, very, very important thing. Is anybody else in the room?
Ah,
that too.
There you go.
Is anyone watching?
If nobody's watching you, you could go ahead and...
Or either way, do you care?
Yeah, that... it could well be that that's what you want to do. All right, here we go. Wednesday, McDonald's began testing a mobile ordering and payment app at 29 California restaurants. We'll expand the test to an additional 51 locations up in Washington State on March the 20th. Process pretty straightforward. You place an order through the app. Once again, it's iOS only right now, so you Appalettes can't do it.
Oh.
When you arrive at McDonald's, you check in and pay using the app. Then you get your food. The app tracks customer distance from the restaurant to make sure that food is freshly prepared.
Oh, I'm
freshly prepared.
Yes.
Domino's, Chipotle, and Starbucks already have brought mobile ordering to most of its restaurants.
But oh, yeah.
Here comes the Arches. They're going to give that a try.
What Starbucks will do is it'll tell you, you know, your order will be ready in 4 to 8 minutes. You are 15 minutes away from said location. Are you sure you want to place your order now?
Oh.
So they don't know, because they don't have enough time to say, oh, Betty's still 15 minutes away. Let's not make her drink yet. No, they're going to make it as soon as they get it in their line, and then it's just up to you if you want to place that order then or not.
That's what I'm thinking. Is what's it look like on the receiving end?
Right.
They got a menu board up there that they have to do, you know, such and such for.
Yeah, they're not going to be messing around with making sure it's delivered, you know. Yeah.
All right, now, but it's been quite a while since I've been there, but there had been occasions when I would go in and they didn't have the coffee ready that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to be factored into it as well.
It does. And every once in a while, like they have a cold brew coffee, which is a iced coffee, but it's brewed cold.
Sure, sure.
So, okay. And it's actually a little bit more expensive. The problem is once they run out of a batch that day, they're done.
Okay.
And they don't brew anymore. And so I've run into the issue where I've ordered a cold brew coffee, gotten there, and they've said, actually, we're out of cold brew. Can we get you something else? Because the app can't necessarily keep track of what's in store at a specific location yet. And so when I do order with the app, I usually play it safe and order something that I know they're going to have.
Mm. Hi, we don't have what you want. Would you like to go ahead and spend money with us on something else?
Right.
Is that basically what they say?
The thing is, then you're like, I'll just take a regular iced coffee. Well, they just got an extra, you know, dollar on you because you paid for it already through the app.
See? Exactly.
Yeah.
Got to be careful.
Got to be careful with the cold brew.
And not just them. I mean, there are other people who do that too.
Well, McDonald's could be the same thing if they're out of a certain item, you know, on the menu.
Yep.
Like McFlurries.
Which, again,
the ice cream machine.
Which I don't order the McFlurry.
Yeah, see, now that's the other thing. What happens if you order a McFlurry on this app?
I don't know.
Because we've discussed, for some strange reason.
Broken.
They're busted. They're busted. We figured out it's just because they're a hassle to clean. Okay. Yeah. So, mirrors they're part of our world, right?
I mean,
we take advantage of them. We use them whenever we feel like we need to or maybe we want to. But have you ever wondered why your dog doesn't seem to recognize himself in the mirror?
Huh.
Ever think about that?
Because I'll.
They always kind of think it's another dog.
Look,
right,
yeah.
Yeah.
They'll start barking at it. That's the funniest.
The only creatures that recognize themselves in a mirror are
humans?
Us. Well, actually, other primates also.
Okay.
But dolphins, orcas, elephants, and surprisingly, European magpies are the only non-humans known to recognize what they see in a mirror as a reflection of themselves. Again, dolphins, orcas, elephants, and European magpies.
What the heck is a European magpie? What's
it's a bird,
it's
right?
It's a bird, yeah. But, I mean, you know, and
oh, yeah, there it is.
Sure.
I had to look it up.
Only there were a way, right.
How do they know that these animals are recognizing themselves?
Yeah. Actually, you know, humans only begin to recognize themselves after they're 18 months of age. Or we are 18 months of age.
Okay.
Interestingly, while pigs don't recognize themselves in a mirror, they are able to use other information seen in the mirror, such as identifying the location of food that is placed behind them. That's pretty high level right there.
It is.
Pigs are smart.
Yeah. And when birds see their reflection in a mirror, they typically perceive it as another bird and not themselves, with the exception of European magpies. So there you are.
Well, that's like those betta fish that have to live alone because they're the Chinese fighting fish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you have one and you stick a mirror up next to it, it starts like flaring its fins and gets all angry and upset.
I want to say, now, a million years ago, the fanciest restaurant in town was a place called The Texan.
Okay.
And it was right across from Bryan Lake, and right at South College and what is that? I guess it's called Villa Maria there.
Villa Maria? Yeah, okay.
I was just trying to remember if they changed the name. Okay. So right there, and it's, the building is still there. It's like a cigarette store or something. But that was the fanciest restaurant in town. And they would bring one of those fish out to the table.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because when you place your order, because it took forever to get your food. It was like a two-hour experience. Mm. And so what they do is they put a fighting fish in there with a mirror, and that was your entertainment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Nowadays,
I don't know if PETA would really
PETA would be all over that today. But they did. They used to do that just kind of
You could just look at it and go, look at the stupid fish.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
is it like rammed itself into the glass container trying to fight with itself?
Hello.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about the Texan. That was it was quite the experience.
It
wasn't
was. It really was. It was honestly, I live two doors down from the people who opened it. But it was.
Why did it close?
Well, just I think over time, I think they probably sold it. And if I'm not mistaken, I think one of the owners passed away, and things kind of changed then. But it actually that building was a. It's kind of like an A&W, I guess, for lack of a better term. It had a canopy underneath it where people could drive up and get food orders brought out to them. And that's going way back. I want to say that's probably early 1950s. That'd be 1952, 1955, something like that is how it started. Hello.
Tobacco shop's closed up. So if someone wanted to reopen it, hey.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so that's
Texan.
Closed.
There you go.
Okay, see that? And so and it was kind of interesting because, it didn't look very nice on the outside.
Right.
It was not appealing at all on the outside. But, once you went in, it was okay.
Cool.
I don't know that they necessarily changed the seats and stuff like that. Now, when you start talking about Christopher's or the
and
Republic
fine dining,
and upscale stuff and some of the things that Chef Tay does, that's a little bit different, than what it was then. But remember, this was Bryan College Station.
Back in the day.
Yeah, circa 1964 or something like that. Hello.
On the inside, it was absolutely beautiful.
Except I can remember sitting on some Naugahyde seats that were, not necessary. And it's fine. It was not like they did not in any way try to low-budget things on the inside.
What kind of food was it?
Well, actually, they had a salad, I forget what it was called now, that they prepared at your table.
Ooh.
And most everything was, it was red meat driven pretty much.
Okay.
Which we'd kind of expect.
The Texan.
Yep. The Texan. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so anyhow, but it was, that was fine dining back
then.
Hey
man, as soon as you bring out the live fish to the table though, that's where it becomes
fine dining.
Yeah.
And I do not know, the name of the people were Tapley, the Tapleys owned it. And I don't know where they came up with that, but it was a pretty neat concept.
Nice little history lesson.
There
I like
go.
It.
Yeah, a little bunny trail for you. All right, so this study was done in Oklahoma, but I wonder how many kids across the country are lacking this skill. Study showed that only 1 in 5 Oklahoma City kids can read a watch.
Oh, yeah.
1 in 5?
That does not surprise me at all.
Everyone's used to
I'd
seeing
I'd be interested
digitals.
To know the adult population, how many can read a watch.
That's probably another thing. And now that you get to the point where there are a lot of watches that only have numbers maybe at the 3 and the 9 and the 6, and then something else up at
or no numbers at all
or
sometimes.
Or no numbers
just
at all.
Just little, like, tick marks.
Yep. Everybody sees their digitals now, and that's how they see it. But Boys and Girls Club in Oklahoma City is teaching kids an after-school program.
Good for them.
Good.
How to read analog clocks.
They should learn in school. I remember. I remember having the clocks that you could move, like, manually, like the big plastic ones.
Yeah.
You could practice, and, the teacher would read out a time, and you had to move the hands to make it look like that time.
My concern here is, it sounds like it's an after-school program, which means they need several segments to do this.
True.
Okay, today we'll do the minute hands. Next week it's the hour hands.
Hey, Scott, was it the silver lining salad?
That was what it was.
Someone texted us
that's
in.
That's exactly there what you it go. Was. Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, that salad recipe was used by Garland Watson in the 50 Men Who Could Cook deal for College Station Education Foundation several years ago. So anyone who really wants to make that salad again can try to find the right year and look up, because that was his contribution. That's what he made for the 50 Men Who Could Cook.
Oh, awesome. Excellent. Thank you. Okay,
the
yeah, because
silver lining salad.
Yeah, 50 Men Who Could Cook, College Station Education Foundation does that, and they do put out a cookbook every year, so we can probably find that. And I'm sure you could call them today because they've got nothing else to do with them. Than to look that up. But it was. It was. That's exactly what it was called. So thanks to callers. I appreciate that. All right, 7:25. Here's our 7:26, actually. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 779-2121. All right, it's going to be 74, 75, something like that today. And then warm. We're talking like 80s probably, maybe up to 82 to 84, and it'll be warm every day through, at least right now, they're saying Wednesday of next week, so kind of enjoy that, all right? Currently, we've got cloudy skies outside. Winds are out of the east, which is a little bit different at 8 miles an hour, and it's 56 degrees out there.
This March at Allen Honda, we have game-changing deals. Honda has the triple threat lineup that is reliable, safe, and technologically advanced. Protect your hard-earned investment with KBB's highest residual value award and come experience the all-new Apple CarPlay technology. Right now, lease the award-winning Accord for $199 per month or the redesigned Civic for $179 per month. As always, that's coupled with our complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance. Stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If there was ever an award for the most ironic news story, this could win it. The Washington Post recently reported on the problems illegal immigrants face after they've been deported back to Mexico. It's supposed to make you cry and make you mad. Some of the illegal immigrants that the Post chose to profile.
That's yesterday's report. Okay, we'll get today's.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
Well, folks, there's a showdown brewing in the Senate over a funding bill that keeps the government operating. The measure is scheduled for debate next month. Battle lines already being drawn. Democrats are talking trash. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a warning letter to Mitch McConnell. If Republicans fund President Trump's southern border wall in the must-pass bill, the Democrats will shut the government down. Chuck Hugh also warned the bill better not defund Planned Parenthood or the Democrats could shut the government down. And right out of the Democrat playbook, Schumer said this shutdown would be the Republicans' fault for trying to shove poison pill amendments down America's throat. Chuck, that may not fly. Most Americans want the border wall. They want the border secure. They want illegal immigrants handled. And although you Democrats are beholden to Planned Parenthood, nobody else is. So go right ahead. If this is the hill you want to die on, government shutdown, climb right up and plant your flag. Republican leaders were petrified whenever their rank and file suggested shutting down the government to force Obama's hand. But Obama's gone now. And if you Democrats want a government shutdown over the wall for a week or two, a month or two, whatever, go ahead and do it. Shut it down. We'll see how your party does in the midterm elections. And if you think you can make the Republicans blamed for this, as you always have been able to, go ahead and give it a shot, because the odds are the Republicans are so used to taking the blame for it that they'll do it again.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, if you own land, then you know that the time to get ready for spring is right now. So I'm thrilled to tell you about special spring savings from my good friends at Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Save big during Mahindra's Get Your Work Done sale with over $8,000 in cash back and savings on Mahindra tractors and $1,600 back on Mahindra Impact utility vehicles, plus the industry's best warranties, period. Now, that's more mowing for your money with a Mahindra tractor and more hauling for your money with a Mahindra Impact utility vehicle. No wonder 97% of owners would recommend a Mahindra. Learn more about the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth at MahindraUSA.com and get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas Senate will again consider a statewide ban on texting while driving.
Where do you draw the line? Do you start passing laws that prohibit people to put on makeup or eat in the car or change a channel in the car?
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner repeated his opposition because there are existing laws that cover this and other forms of distracted driving.
We don't need to kind of do piecemeal laws to make someone feel better. This is certainly an issue, but what we have now needs to be enforced rather than passing new laws that really are not accomplishing all that much.
The Texas House passed HB 62 by a margin of 113 to 23. Among those voting yes were John Rainey of Bryan and Kyle Cassell of College Station. One of Senator Schwertner's medical-related bills moved on to the House yesterday. SB 8 would impose a statewide ban on the sale of fetal tissue from elective abortions and prohibit partial birth abortion. A busy day in the Texas legislature included the Senate passing the bathroom bill 21 to 10.
It's not the transgender person that would violate it, but that open policies allow sexual predators and other people to abuse that moment.
Comments from Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, who wrote SB 6. Hundreds returned to the state capitol yesterday to speak against the governor's crackdown on sanctuary cities. That's after House Republicans made changes that include local governments no longer being threatened with losing all state grant funding and restricting law enforcement to only inquire about someone's immigration status instead of detaining a person. Democrats say the bill still invites intimidation and discrimination. An early morning turned into a late night for many who wanted to tell the Texas Senate Finance Committee what they thought about a proposal to place a tighter cap on property tax increases by cities and counties without holding an election. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney arrived before the doors opened at 6:30 in the morning, but he didn't get his turn to express his opposition to Senate Bill 2 until that night at a quarter of 10.
It didn't do any good.
Mooney said committee members stacked the deck with those who support SB 2.
The politics is observable. Let's put it that way.
Mooney says the legislation does not address rising taxes assessed by school districts.
What really went up was not their city taxes nor their county taxes, but it was their school district taxes.
Mooney was among city and county leaders who told the committee SB 2 hurts public safety and their bond ratings. Police in the Twin Cities received 18 reports of criminal mischief last weekend.
7 were in Bryan involving someone shooting a paintball gun at vehicles and homes on Parker Avenue, Garden Lane, and Esther Boulevard. In College Station, police have confirmed 7 of 11 reports were someone breaking out vehicle windows at various locations. Nothing was taken from the parked cars and SUVs. It's now up to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office to determine if criminal charges will be considered in an attempted kidnapping last weekend at the mall. It's after the College Station Police Department forwarded their reports to prosecutors. It's after the suspect was found and interviewed. The unidentified man is accused of grabbing a 6-year-old girl he did not know who was alone inside a fitting room at the Bell store last Sunday. The man let her go and left after the girl yelled stop. One of 2 Conroe men accused of beating up a man during a robbery in College Station last week is back in jail. College Station police report hours after 21-year-old Rufus Davis Jr. was released from jail on bond. He was driving an SUV reported to stolen. Davis was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and driving with an invalid license. Second man accused of participating in last week's robbery that placed the victim in the hospital, Christopher Finner, is still in jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A WTAW listener sent us an email wanting to ask Congressman Bill Flores if legislation he is co-sponsoring would allow the companies that provide your internet service to be able to sell your browsing history.
We're not allowing anybody to sell anything. I think that's the left-leaning press has been trying to pitch our bill as this.
Flores says House Joint Resolution 86 is repealing another regulation from the Obama administration by returning regulatory authority from the Federal Communications Commission to the Federal Trade Commission.
The FCC doesn't have any legal or statutory authority to be able to promulgate regulations related to privacy. And so what we're basically saying is we're rolling it back and putting it back in the FTC that has the legal authority to do so.
Flores says they're trying to roll back regulations on internet privacy that were ordered by the former FCC chairman shortly before he left. And a 30-hour drive for two Texas congressmen in a rental car ended last night, 30 minutes before they were scheduled to vote. Republican Will Hurd and Democrat Beto O'Rourke nicknamed their drive Congressional Cannonball Run. The two shared their journey on social media, finishing with a handshake before entering the House chambers.
Will, yeah. Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Hey, brother, you know what? Right there. That's,
all right.
That's bipartisanship right there. God bless you, America.
Adios.
Hurd and O'Rourke started their drive following a joint appearance in San Antonio after Hurd's flight was canceled due to bad weather. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 56 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5500.
Come on down Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Good morning, it's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressures east of the area. Cloudiness is returning to the region, as is warm, moist air. We'll be turning mostly cloudy and breezy for today. May even see a couple of showers. Temperatures today, they're going to have the 10 CP around 70 this afternoon. Clouds breezy tonight, 60 to 65. For tomorrow, lots of clouds breezy. There could be an isolated shower. Highs close to 80 tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or two on Saturday, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, after the A&M men's track and field team's national championship win earlier this week, Coach Pat Henry has been named National Coach of the Year. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at some of the matchups ahead as round one of the NCAA men's basketball tournament gets underway today. And in the NBA, the Rockets and the Mavs enjoyed victories last night, but the Spurs weren't quite as lucky, falling to Portland at home. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you may be destroying the oceans. You, if you're listening to us, you may well be destroying the oceans.
It's all my fault.
Well, it could well be. plastic fibers from yoga pants and fleece. This is not funny.
Sorry.
Plastic fibers from yoga pants and fleece jackets may be polluting the oceans and finding their way into fish, oysters, and other wildlife. Clothes made from nylon, polyester, and other synthetic materials shed microscopic plastic fibers every time they're washed. These microfibers are then flushed into the waterways and eventually make their way out to sea. One study conducted by volunteers in Florida revealed 89% of their samples included at least one piece of plastic.
So what do? Not wash your pants?
Well, look, plastic could be any. Plastic could be a broken fork.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily microfibers. Clothes made from nylon, polyester, and other synthetic materials are shedding these fibers, these microfibers, every time they're washed. So what do? Not wash your yoga pants?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Clothes are emerging as a source of plastics that's increasingly ending up in our oceans, potentially contaminating our seafood, according to Gulf Coast researchers. This is close to home. Launching a study from the waters of South Texas to the Florida Keys.
I don't know. I haven't had any seafood that's tasted like yoga pants, so I think I'm all right.
Clothes like fleece jackets and workout gear made from these synthetic materials like nylon and polyester. So thank God there's a Florida Microplastic Awareness Project that's going on.
Oh, good.
Oh, I'm just saying. Remember, if you have fleece jackets or yoga pants or moisture-wicking clothes of any kind, these are culprits.
So do they want us to just not buy fleece?
I think that's where they're going.
Or yoga pants? I will
because
hurt
someone. Just think about that. Nobody wears yoga pants anymore.
Nobody.
Right? No. Now, Patagonia.
Some people shouldn't wear yoga pants.
Well,
that's another topic of conversation.
Whole other story right there. But Patagonia, that company makes fleece jackets and other apparel out of these synthetic materials. They now are supporting research into the prevalence of microfiber pollution and promoting information for consumers about ways to minimize microfiber shedding in the laundry.
All right.
Now, here's what's going to happen. That's enough of that. Experts increasingly suggesting that manufacturers of washing machines will be next on the list. They also may target body washes or other scrubbing detergents to reduce plastic waste in the oceans.
All right.
Think about how our world is going to be changed now because fish are dying.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be able to wear yoga pants.
Aren't there like billions of fish?
I'm guessing this.
Is it okay if we spare a few to a fleece jacket?
Kind of brings a new spin to the term. There's a lot of fish in the sea. I'm thinking this Florida group who is putting on this study is probably about to ask, you know, we can narrow this down and figure out how to figure it out with a little more funding.
And they live in Florida. They don't need fleece jackets.
Well, you're right.
Yeah.
But they wear yoga pants.
Maybe they shouldn't.
And that's what's going to happen now is that they're going to try to put together, you know, Trump was speaking yesterday talking about how he's going to try to rescind some of the mileage, you know, the mile per gallon efficiencies of cars in the future that had already been put in place. Maybe they're going to do that with washing machines. I mean, microfibers. The first part of that word is micro, which means itty bitty.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have washers that have microfiber filters in them.
Yep.
You'll have to have one more thing you'll have to clean, one more filter so that you can save a fish. All right. Well, wash your ears out with this. It's Final Four time, you know.
Bison, Bears, Bruins, Badgers, Blue Devils, Blue Raiders, a trio of Eagles, Cardinals, Ducks, and Gators, Catamounts, Commodores, Cowboys, and Mustangs, Golden Eagles, Golden Flashes, Golden Gophers, Hurricanes, Seahawks, Jayhawks, Musketeers, 5 Wildcats, Flyers, Friars, Buccaneers, and some team they call the Norse. Oh my God, there's still 36 more. Demon Deacons, Boilermakers, Fighting Irish, Fighting Hawks, Wolverines, Tar Heels, Two Gales, Two Gamecocks, Spartans, Trojans, Spice, Pirates, Shockers, and Privateers, Hokies, Dome, Saggies, Jackrabbits, Terps, and Cavaliers, Two Mountaineers, Seminoles, Wolfpack, Blue Jay, Cyclones, and Bearcats, Tigers, Twice, Two Rams, Razorbacks, and Two Bulldogs, and complete your brackets. It's March Madness!
That's what I felt like in sports today. I only named, you know, a couple of the matches that are coming up, but it's because otherwise it would have sounded like that.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunately we didn't have to listen for Aggies, but hello.
Hello. I guess when they come up with these microfibers for the washing machines,
yep,
they're going to have to set up hazardous waste sites to collect the microfibers from the filters that you clean out into the proprietary cleaning system instead of going to the sink and washing them.
That's exactly right. Yes, well, and that's, I left part of that out of the story. I mean, they looked in drains, and that's where they found microfibers. No kidding? Really? Right. Really, we're worried about microfibers in the drains.
Which is where, of course, they would be. It's right there.
But he's right. There'll be some sort of a proprietary process to remove the filter, clean the filter that will keep the microfibers from moving on out into the effluent.
Mm-hmm.
That'll cost us some money.
Just like I said, that's what they're... We'll figure it out. We just need a little more funding.
Exactly. All right. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Ayo.
Oh, is it? Is that coming up?
Did you know that...
I hadn't heard a thing about it yet.
Did you know that pinching people for not wearing green is an American thing?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, we started it, and nobody likes it. We know that, so that's for sure. Hello.
Yeah, Scott, of course, what they haven't considered is the fact that all your cotton clothing also produces the microfibers, and cotton's not natural to the ocean either.
Well,
yep.
That is
Hello.
A great point.
It is a good point. Hello.
You know, these idiots, they can take away all of our clothes, force us to be nudists, and they'd still find a way to control them.
Of course they will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just letting you know, when you see somebody today... When you see somebody today in yoga pants, why don't you just make a comment?
How
Can
dare you?
Can you please take those off?
Yeah. You're destroying the fish.
Yeah, they're all... Well, and oysters, too. I mean, there's all sorts of fish life that's going to die because of this.
Yeah, those poor little
shrimpies. I know. And so then what do we do? But it's just a matter of if you're going out today and you're not feeling any guilt and you're just not thinking globally. Okay. All right.
If it really was a problem, though, then Washington would take over, because if enough shrimp died, they wouldn't be able to have their bacon-wrapped shrimp.
You're right. Hello.
Yeah, we could even save the microfibers by just doing like Sports Illustrated and just painting on the yoga pants.
Brenham National Bank believes that when you need money from an ATM, you don't want to drive all over town looking for your bank's ATMs. That's why with Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank, you can use any ATM you can find and we'll refund your ATM fees. It's easy to get what you need. Ask us about Reward Checking or Reward Tunes Checking from Brenham National Bank. Use any ATM you can find. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Wayne Williams drove from North Carolina all the way to Indiana to enjoy a baseball game. But it wasn't just any game. It was the 2016 World Series. Wayne didn't have any tickets. All he had was a radio. But that's all he needed to keep a promise he'd made to his father. Wayne and his dad were diehard Chicago Cubs fans, a team that hadn't won a world championship in 108 years. But Wayne and his dad were unwavering in their loyalty to the team, which is why they made a pact with each other decades ago when Wayne was just a kid. When, not if, the Cubs got into the World Series again, they would listen to the games together on the radio. Fast forward to November 2nd, 2016. It was Game 7. Wayne packed up a radio and a lawn chair and drove over 600 miles to Greenwood Forest Lawn Cemetery, where his father was buried. And right there, Wayne listened to his radio as their beloved Chicago Cubs won their first World Series since 1908. It's a great story because it illustrates the kind of bond that fathers and sons were meant to share. From one dad to another, if you've got children, even if they're grown, dedicate yourself to building a relationship with them. It'll enrich your lives now and will impact theirs long after you're gone. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Dale.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-386-1700 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-386-1700. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-386-1700 or visit us at coventrydirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, honors following the NCAA Indoor Track and Field Championships included the Men's National Coach of the Year accolade for A&M head coach Pat Henry, as awarded by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association. It's the first Indoor National Coach Honor of the Year for Henry since 2004, when he claimed his second NCAA Indoor title while at LSU. For A&M Men's Golf, junior Cameron Champ earned co-SEC Men's Golfer of the Week accolades yesterday, the league out office announced. Meanwhile, the number 19 A&M women's golf team won the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational by 15 strokes, posting a score of 5 under par for the 54-hole tournament. Maddie Zurich picked up her first tournament victory of the season, shooting a tournament record 9 under. In A&M men's tennis, junior A.J. Catanzarini has been named the SEC Player of the Week for the first time this season. Catanzarini won both singles matches he played over the weekend to help the Aggies defeat Vanderbilt and number 18, Kentucky. In college basketball, in the first four yesterday, UC Davis won its first ever NCAA tournament game to advance to the first round, beating North Carolina Central 67-63. Southern Cal also won last night by turning a 17-point second-half deficit into a 75-71 triumph over Providence. Meanwhile, the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament gets underway today. Some of the matchups today include number 5 seed Notre Dame taking on Princeton, Mount St. Mary's goes up against defending national champion and top overall seed Villanova, and Gonzaga goes up against South Dakota State Jackrabbits. In Major League Baseball, All-Star catcher Salvador Perez should be ready for Kansas City's season opener after tests showed there was no structural damage to his left knee. Perez hurt the knee during the World Baseball Classic. In the NFL, the agent for Dante Hightower says the New England Patriots and the linebacker have agreed to a 4-year, $43.5 million package. The 27-year-old Hightower had free agent visits with the Jets and Steelers before deciding to stay with New England. Hightower has helped New England win 2 Super Bowls in his 5 NFL seasons. In the NBA,
Dwayne Leonard, Manu to Kawhi.
Damian Lillard scored 36 points, and the Portland Trailblazers defeated the San Antonio Spurs 110-106 last night, spoiling LaMarcus Aldridge's return from a health scare. C.J. McCollum added 26 points for the Trailblazers. Meanwhile, in Houston,
well, Lou's going to end up with it. Gives it up to Harden. Harden to Nene. Got it! Well, it looked like they improvised a little.
Lou Williams scored 30 points against his former team, and James Harden has had his 17th triple-double of the season to lead the Houston Rockets over the Los Angeles Lakers 139-100 last night. Harden had 18 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds as Houston handed the Lakers their 11th loss in 12 games. And in Washington, Dirk Nowitzki scored 10 of his 20 points in the fourth quarter. Harrison Barnes finished with 20, and the Dallas Mavericks boosted their slim playoff hopes with a 112-107 win over the Washington Wizards last night. Wizards guard John Wall had 26 points and 11 assists, despite briefly leaving the game in the second quarter with a sprained left foot. And finally, in Charlotte, NASCAR has declined to penalize Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, and their crews for Sunday's post-race scuffle at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. NASCAR says the sport was built on the kind of racing that Busch and Logano demonstrated on the final laps of the Monster Energy race. Busch confronted Logano after the race and threw a punch before being knocked to the ground by Team Penske crew members. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Out of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Okay, so National Retail Federation says St. Patrick's Day revelers are likely to inject $4.4 billion into the economy, with some 125 million observing the holiday. The holiday is most popular among young adults age 18 to 24, with 70% planning to celebrate in some way. 31% will make a dinner, 29% headed to a bar or a restaurant. 29%? Really?
Only 29?
That's what I'm saying.
I was going to say, the rest of them are liars.
Well, 21% are planning a private party.
Like, okay, parties, right. Yeah.
So there will be other opportunities. And you had the
Which
story.
I feel like is even more dedication.
Well, yeah. And with this happening, just in time, Finder.com has data for us. They looked at drunk shopping. And looked at what purchases people make when they're drunk. It isn't necessarily about stumbling into a store or a bar. Clearly, it could be happening online or on your cell phone.
Online shopping is dangerous.
There you are. Indeed. Shoes and clothes. Shoes and clothes, yep, are the number one purchase overall, as well as the top among the woozy women. Men are more likely to gamble. Cigarettes come in number two for both genders.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Can you buy cigarettes online? I didn't
know that. No, I'm just thinking shopping in general.
I got you.
People usually smoke when they drink.
That's right.
If they're not, you know, a habitual smoker,
right,
all the time.
I'm buzzed. Let me go buy some
cigarettes.
Exactly. All right. Women are then more likely to buy movies and DVDs. Men lead more toward technology purchases.
Yeah, I can see
that. Oh, Betty's at the red box again.
That's right. Yeah. Falling asleep under that little flap right there.
Meanwhile, her husband's in the car going, I'm getting that Apple Watch tonight.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Based on responses from 3,000 people, Finder says that millennials are most likely to engage in buzzed buying and spend about 75% more than your Gen Xers do. Mm-hmm. Finder.com offers the following tips to save yourself. Switch off data services on your phone before you go out drinking. You'll be able to text and make calls, but you won't be able to easily spend money. Don't save credit card details when you shop online.
Because you're going to be too drunk to switch it back,
right?
Yeah.
And set yourself clear long-term savings goals. No, you're not going to be thinking about that if you're going to go out and party. That's not going to happen.
Long-term savings goals. You'd be the most boring person at the party.
Yeah, we're not going to invite him again. Real quick now, if you're still filling out your bracket, if you heard America's First News this morning, Don't try to pick all the upsets, but the teams that are most likely to upset.
Yep.
Number 11, Xavier over number 6, Maryland. Of course, people here want to, you know, they want to go ahead and pick against Maryland anyway. Mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee over number 5, Minnesota. And number 12, Princeton beating number 5, Notre Dame. Reason, especially with the case of Princeton. I mean, they play basketball like nobody else. They hold on to the basketball. They...